100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And this is the lounge where you get to turn your vibe on. Vibe is short for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And of course, it's short for the word vibration. And like I always like to ask, how are you feeling? Ask yourself right now, what is it that I want? Just to get yourself straight back into alignment, because I want you attracting all the goodies and not the baddies. Today, I have an amazing guest. Her name is Paula Elizabeth, and she is a Montessori-trained theology graduate. Paula Elizabeth, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Valerie.
Your full name is Paula Elizabeth Jordan. That sounds so noble. I love it. I love your name.
Thank you so much. You have a lovely name, Valerie.
Thank you.
Vibration.
Vibration. Love vibrations. I love talking about vibrations because a lot of people don't really understand the power of their thoughts. They don't realize that they're actually sending their energy in motion and that it actually goes and creates before them. So I reached out to Paula recently because she responded to a message of mine, and I was so intrigued with her response. I just thought, I have to speak to this lady. I was compelled.
Thank you.
And so that's why Paula is now on the show. And Paula, I'm so grateful that you've honored us by being here.
Thank you. But what do you say about people not knowing that their thoughts can create a reality that they don't want? I've been really realizing recently how gossip, you know, really of any kind, and Florence Givushin talks about idle gossip, and you really realize, even if you just comment, like earlier today, there was an ambulance outside someone's home, and I realized how, even if you were just thinking, oh, you know, that's sad, and talking about the possibility of someone having ill health, you're not wishing the good health on them.
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, even just saying something very, you know, non-descript like that could actually just...
You're creating.
Exactly. So I thought, well, what would Florence Scovel Shin say? And I thought she would say a statement, and she would say something like, there is no such thing as disease in divine mind.
Yes, yes.
The body works, everyone's body in divine mind works as it's meant to, and is the body electric, which I love that expression.
The body electric. Now, listeners, you're probably thinking, who on earth is Florence Scovel Shin? So I'm going to just show you. Paula recommended this book. It's called The Complete Works of Florence Shin. But her name is actually Florence Scovel Shin. But you can actually find this book on Amazon. And it is absolutely fantastic. And so that is who Paula Elizabeth is referring to.
Yes. There's also audio versions on the YouTube channel, Nevolution.
Yes. What I've been doing, I've been actually reading the book along with actually listening to it. So I really absorb it. And it's
exactly,
it's confirming so many things, so many
experiences
that I've had. And I just think it's absolutely amazing.
Exactly.
So we were talking about the law of attraction, and you said that there's a lot of things that people don't realize about the law of attraction. By the way, guys, law of attraction, you know, I'm always talking about law of attraction. It states that like energy attracts like energy.
Yes. So
if you're, for example, because this is a relationship show, if you're, for example, you're a woman who is in your feminine energy and you're wanting a masculine man, if you go out wearing masculine energy, you will attract an effeminate man because you attract energy that is complementary to the energy that you're actually sending out. So like energy attracts like energy. It makes you become more of what you are.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Paula?
Absolutely.
So what have your experiences been of using the law of attraction, and what do you think that a lot of people don't realize about it?
Well, I mean, I realized that I had used it several times growing up. I mean, I remember noticing if I thought about a film, oh, that was a good film, and then just left it, it came on the television like a few weeks later.
Yes.
And so I realized that I had used it unknowingly.
Yes.
Both ways as well.
Yes.
But, when I watched The Secret, what is popularly said about The Secret by a lot of law of attraction coaches on YouTube is that The Secret has everyone thinking that they only have to ask for something they want and they'll get it. Mm-hmm. That's not actually true. And there's a big thing to try and say no, you know, the feeling is the secret. And just from lots of things I have heard, my way of thinking about it is, first, what Michael Beckwith, who was actually in The Secret, said, the world reflects back to you a reflection of yourself, basically.
Yes.
So if you don't like what's being reflected to you, you have to change. Mm-hmm. The law of vibration supersedes the law of attraction, i.e. it's above it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you can only get things that you're on a vibratory level of.
Yes, that's right.
Because also, people who maybe come into money and they're not on the vibratory level of it, they could lose it. And I thought about that, and I thought, well, actually, if you don't know how to spend and keep money flowing, you probably would lose it, wouldn't you?
Yes, of course, yes.
You're taught and you find out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more sense in that than what I first thought there could be.
And so what would you then say is the distinction between the law of attraction, which is always at work whether you're aware of it or not, or the law of vibration, because they're very similar, just for our listeners to understand.
The law of vibration I interpret as your mode of operating. If you want things that a CEO has and you're operating on the level of a janitor, you are not going to get the things that a CEO would get. But interestingly, Bob Proctor was a janitor for a while, but what he apparently did was he taught other janitors how to live in the moment and be happy. And this attracted more attention, and hence this is where it got him to where he is now, because even though he was a janitor for a while, his mind wasn't a janitor, if that makes sense.
Yes. So he was happy and content with what he had.
Exactly.
In that place, he then reached for aspirationally what he wanted.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he worked with what he had in the moment. So he taught other janitors to be happy in the moment.
Yes.
And also, I believe that the way that you move in your vibrations, how you feel, hence why lots of people say feeling is the secret.
Yes. That's when a wonderful book by Neville Goddard, isn't it? I don't know if you've read the book by Neville Goddard.
I haven't, but I've heard a lot of it about it on YouTube.
Because the secret is the feeling.
There are a few law of attractionists. And
it's a very, very thin little book, and I've had it on my bedside table for years, very, very small, just to remind me the feeling is in the secret, because the feeling is the confusion. Yeah,
exactly. if you feel rich, if you feel grateful, because I've got a meditation that says that gratitude is abundance, abundance is gratitude. And I thought about this and I thought, well, actually, if you are grateful for everything, every small detail, you're going to feel so abundant.
Absolutely. That
statement's very true.
Yes, yes, yes. Because you're vibrating at gratitude.
Exactly.
It's on the same level of love.
Exactly.
And love is abundance.
And joy as well, where you feel joyful at everything.
Yes.
And yeah, children.
So what, what would you say of a woman who doesn't have that much materialistically wise, and she's thinking at home, well, I don't have much. How do I feel rich? How do I embody the feeling of riches?
I think first, be grateful for what you do have. Look around, see, what do I have?
Yes.
And are there others who don't even have that?
Yes.
I think that immediately gets you on the road to gratitude and thinking, well, actually, I have this, I have this. And I think one thing Vishen said in his class that I'm doing, Vishen is from Mind Valley, he's amazing. I would check Mind
Valley. The Mind Valley as am I. Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things he said is, what would you do if you were homeless? Think, if I was homeless, what have I got? It's, what did he call them? Self-fulfilling goals.
Mm-hmm.
A self-fulfilling goal is, I can choose to be happy. A self-fulfilling goal is, I can choose to see the beauty in everything around me.
Yes.
Fulfilling goal is, I still have my two legs and I can walk wherever I choose. And there are some people that may even have riches who don't have that.
Yes.
You see how self-fulfilling goals get you from a position of I've got nothing to actually I've still got a lot.
Yes.
And all within you.
Yes, yes.
All within you. And yes. It's amazing when you realize what you have inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
The choices that you make. And also, I've heard from, it's like an Abraham Hicks channel. And although there's other people I prefer, it's like an adult cartoon. And sometimes if you've had a long day, it's nice to see that something that you both chill out to, but also you learn something from.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing she says, which it's Esther Hicks, you see. So although it's Abraham Hicks, it's Esther.
And so let me just pause there. So for people who haven't heard of Abraham and Esther Hicks, Abraham has passed on. He's gone. He's, you know, he's with his creator now, and his wife Esther Hicks continues his work.
And she's actually the wife of Jerry. Sorry,
that's right, Jerry. Oh yes, of course, yes, of Jerry Hicks. But Abraham is a medium, in a sense, through which speaks through Esther about life, about the law of attraction in spirit form.
Yes. And the thing she says is, if you're feeling really good about your goals, right, get very specific. If you're having a bit of a doubtful moment, go general. And what she means by that is say, oh, well, you know, things always work out, you know, they usually work out for me. You know, things are going well. It's a lovely day. I am blessed. I've always managed to work out things in the past. And I know that I will be able to work this out now. So it's general. It's not specific to the goal.
Yes.
I think that helps you get on a more, you know,
a vibration to achieve.
A more believing vibration, yes, so you can start getting more specific again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I get that because, yeah. I mean, she'll do a rampage of it. And so it helps you to understand what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. It's because sometimes it's a bit of a leap. Like if you're really feeling angry, you know, when someone says, oh, stop being angry.
Exactly.
So it's exactly a process of jumping from one vibration to the next.
Exactly.
You have to appreciate the small things.
And exactly.
The law of attraction says, okay, is that how you want to feel? I give you more reason to feel that way. And then you're trapped in this group.
Exactly, exactly.
It's that feeling even more. And so you keep on jumping to a higher level of vibration. Yeah.
Exactly. And if you think of emotions, right? I thought of it like this recently. You have to feel them to deal with them.
Yes, exactly.
So, because if you don't deal with them, you're bottling it up. And that has negative health effects.
Yes, definitely.
Just find a positive way of dealing with it. And
yeah.
You just grump for a moment.
And give yourself permission. You know, give yourself
exactly.
Permission to feel.
To feel. This isn't serving me right. How can I think better thoughts?
Yes, definitely.
And go with what serves you. You know, yes. Love yourself enough to think, well, what serves me? Because I've been learning self-love and self-worth.
Yes.
It really, self-love to me is very similar to self-worth. It's seeing your worthiness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I told you that I realized I had a worthiness block Christmas 2019, and I'm so grateful realized why I would cause self-sabotage.
Uh-huh.
Now I know, you know, and I found that this could be helpful for any of your listeners. I had to come at my brain from all angles. Emotional, spiritual, intellectual, scientific, any other, exactly, angle. So my brain couldn't argue with me. This, yes, but that.
And your brain does that. I find that when you write things down and you can see in black and white, that
yes.
is a really helpful exercise. Otherwise, your brain will actually take you through different tangents.
Exactly.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things as well that I find is that a lot of people still believe in, oh, I've got to see that to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than understanding is that you believe to see.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
You
use your imagination. Use the power of your imagination. And what
exactly.
in your mind then will then feed into how you feel. So it's your thoughts, your feelings, and then from your feelings you then take the actions, and from your actions you then have your results. And if you don't like your results, go straight back to what you're thinking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
Yeah, to change what you feel.
Exactly. And what you said about imagination, I mean, I have heard people say, oh, well, you know, imagination, I'm not really very imaginative, it's a bit frivolous, it's for children.
Mm-hmm.
Einstein put his academic achievements down to his curiosity and his imagination, because he had the imagination to wonder what was out there and the curiosity to
yeah.
find it.
Yes.
And hence, because I have heard he didn't naturally have the highest IQ, although it was high,
mm-hmm.
like 180, like you think. But his
curiosity yes.
increased it.
Yes.
So it just goes to show, nothing is set.
Yeah.
And really, my journey has been teaching me for ages about faith for a long time. And I really feel like Mind Valley, Florence Scovel Shin and Neville Goddard is all bringing it to like a peak understanding, because you know, with reality, you've only got what's there. With faith, right? And faith is how we know God. When we trust in God, honestly, amazing. This is why we don't have that that tangible evidence of God. Because faith does amazing things. When you have faith, right? The woman in the Bible who just said, if I just touch Jesus's cloak,
I shall be healed.
Now, imagine doing that if doctors said that you've got an advanced stage of cancer and a few days to live. That could you have the faith?
Yes. In the Bible, that it says, if you have faith as small as the grain of a mustard seed, So it's almost like even if you've got the tiniest of what solid faith, you know, that yes. that vision steady, you're gonna it's gonna happen. It's like the Centurion yes. soldier, you know, one exactly. of the members of his army was unwell, and he exactly. said, "Jesus, well, come to my house," and he said, "No," and he said, "Look, I'm a centurion, I'm a soldier, I'm a general, just using modern terms." And if I tell a soldier to go, here they go. And he was yes. acknowledging Jesus' status. And he said, just say the word and he shall be healed. And Jesus said, he's never seen such faith like that.
Oh, I love stories like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the man was healed, and the man was healed without Jesus having to actually visit him.
I love stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a modern day story of faith, right? And how faith will bring you anything. And that's yeah. why faith is the vehicle to which God allows man to have anything you ask for, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The story, I can't remember his surname, but he's Morris E. somebody. You know, he was on The Secret and he crashed his plane mm-hmm. in March, right? And he's in hospital. If you imagine this for a moment.
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
After having a plane crash mm-hmm. and all these like incredible doctors around you basically telling you, maybe not telling you, maybe
you'll never walk again. Yes.
That you won't ever walk again. You'll be a vegetable because they probably didn't tell him. They were probably talking about it to each other.
Yes.
But he said that how they saw him and how many people's, the doctor says this.
Exactly.
Mm. Oh, Jesus supersedes any doctor.
Yes.
Decided that he was going to walk out of there on his own two feet.
Mm.
2 months later, just before Christmas, that's exactly what he did.
Because of his faith, and his faith
exactly.
knitted
exactly.
his body that needed to be healed, you know, knitted the broken bones together. So it just goes
exactly.
to show spirit, mind, and body.
Exactly.
So all in alignment at that point for him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Dr. Joey Vital, I think that's how you pronounce his surname. He was yes. also.
I always say Vitali, but it doesn't matter.
Vitali, probably. He talks about this guy. He's written a book about this guy, and I think he's teamed up with this guy to write another book. And it's called Homeless to Billionaire. Now, this guy was homeless, right? And he asked a friend if he could borrow some money. And the friend gave him a book instead. But he proceeded to read the book, which of course was The Secret. So he thought, well, let's try this, you know, and thought, well, I could do with a cup of coffee. Let's try this with something a little bigger. What else do I need? Lunch. And then he tried it to get a job.
Mm.
Now he's a billionaire and he meditates with the law of attraction for all like big
everything,
business.
Everything.
Exactly.
Yes.
Faith. Mm-hmm. Faith did that. I mean, Florence Scovel Shinn, you only have to read her book thinking, how has this woman got to a point where her faith is so solid?
Yes.
That I think an axe could shake it, you
yes.
know?
Yeah.
Faith is just unshakable. It's incredible.
I think it really comes when you observe. So when I observe
yes.
and I use it consciously and I'll think, okay, like, you know, the guy just said, used an example, I'm going to attract a cup of coffee. And it's like, oh, I've got the coffee. I did that. And then I'm going to do this. And then you see that. And that's how I've seen it manifest in my life. Like now I manifest like crazy. And it's like, it's undeniable, you know?
Yes.
I remember, funny enough, the very first time I think that I used the law of attraction was I attended a seminar and I deliberately said to myself that day that I was going to attract a cup of coffee. And I went in and the room was packed. I think I've told you this story before. And I went in and I sat at the back of the room. And then the guy, the coach, announced the break. And then this guy just came out of nowhere and said, would you like a cup of coffee? And I was like, with myself, like, yes, like, wow. And it was only like a few months later that I was reflecting on that incident. And it's funny because in the book, Florence says that, you know, God's universe has no sense of humor.
Exactly.
Yes. I always used to say that it has a sense of humor because of the way that things can happen in a quirky kind of way. And I realized that the guy's name was Kofi, K-O-F-I. So I had attracted a guy whose name is Kofi who bought me a cup of coffee.
And
I just thought, how incredible is that?
Well, the humor of the universe is different to...
Yes, so whenever I say, like, I find the universe so humorous, it brings experiences to me that actually make me laugh.
Exactly.
Because that's the way that I'm seeing it as.
Exactly.
Yes, that is going to bring something that's going to put a smile on my face. And another thing that I've changed recently is, like, usually when I go to find a parking space, I'll think, okay, a space is going to open up for me. And invariably it does. But now what I say is I'm waiting for my car space. I'm going to see the one that's been divinely connected to me. And I know, and I feel even happier because I'm happy when somebody moves into that spot. I'm going to say, oh, thank God they got their space. Now, like, where's mine? So it's being grateful for the other person's opportunity that's been fulfilled. So it really is about gratitude. And I love the way that in the book, she reminds us, Florence Shin, that we're a perfect idea in divine mind. And
exactly.
So everything that we have has already been assigned to us in a perfect way. So we're literally just acknowledging that and putting on that which is ours by divine right.
Exactly. And she also points out that, and I think this is quite important, and it relates to what we were talking about at the beginning, that you can only have what you see yourself having.
Absolutely. Yes.
Because I told you when we had an earlier conversation that my GCSE, A-level and even degree results, they are a reflection of what at the time I thought I was capable of getting.
Yeah.
But so many people say to me, oh, I thought you were a straight A student. Nowhere near. Because I didn't see myself.
Yes, you know, exactly.
I'm just not that amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas, you know, and yeah. So when you look at it like that, you know, it's easy to see.
Yes. And you can see how we can actually dumb ourselves down, even though somebody else has your potential.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's just occurred to me as well that I think another good way of showing someone how it works, right, is my Twitter followers, right? At the very most, right, I had 4,503, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, I'm barely on Twitter because I just feel I'm called to give my attention to other things. Does that mean to say I won't go back on Twitter more regularly? No, it just means that at present, I'm not called to go on Twitter. So my followers have gone down. And, you know, I was initially like, oh dear, they're going down. But you know when you just think, but it's doing it for the wrong purpose,
mm-hmm.
Twitter, just to increase my followers. So
the intention behind it.
Exactly.
Attention. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be genuine to my calling. And then when I feel an urge to go on Twitter a little bit more regularly, it will be for the right reasons and I'll build up the right followers.
Yes.
And it helps people see how, oh, well, of course your followers will drop if you're not going to go on there much.
Yes.
But phrase again, it's not permanent. It works both ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know something? There was something that T. Harv Eker said that I absolutely loved. You know that sometimes somebody can say something and it really drops into your spirit? And again, yes, kind of in line with the fact that, you know, God has already created us. He knows us perfectly. We're perfectly packaged for our purpose.
Yes.
Said that, you know, I was once said that in the Bible, it said your sheep will know your voice. And what Peter Harper said is that your sheep, in a sense, your people will resonate only with your voice. In other words, those that were assigned to you will hear your voice and be called to you.
So that's lovely.
So it makes you to understand that there is no such thing as competition.
Absolutely.
We've all got our divine assignment. And what's allocated to us is what will be allocated to us by divine selection, you see. And it's a fantastic way of looking at it that way.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that people who understand this and people who don't act as if there is competition, they joint venture or team up
with
people who are like that.
Yeah.
Mind valley. Yes. Exactly. See how many... Exactly.
Yes.
So the whole Visions audience is the audience of all of the Mind Valley authors.
Mm-hmm. And
you know, when you understand that you're not in competition, you'll team up to and so both sides get mutual benefits out of it.
Absolutely.
I think it's great rather than trying to compete with everybody. And I love the expression that there's no traffic in the extra mile. So if you go that extra mile, there's no traffic, there's no competition.
I love that.
So, yes, exactly.
So just before we go, because we're coming, wow, time has gone so quickly, we're having fun, isn't it? I introduced you as a Montessori-trained theology graduate. I'm so sure some people have been, Montessori, what is that? Could you explain for our listeners, please?
Yes, well, Maria Montessori, she was a doctor and a scientist, right? But she was a doctor in the time where it wasn't done to have a woman doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, they actually gave her children who they thought had something wrong with them, because they thought, oh well, you know, give that to the female doctor. And so she took a scientific method approach to things. So she observed the children, and the first thing she thought is, well, these children don't have anything to do, so let me give them something to do. And of course, as soon as they had something to do, they were happily engaged, and she noticed how intensely they were engaged, because a lot of people assume that children have no concentration span. Well, that's absolutely not true. If they're interested in something, they've got a good concentration span. And so she would give them different things to see what they did with them. And gradually, after giving them different things, she built a whole method. I mean, she did actually devise a way to, without sort of forcing it on children, to do addition and subtraction and, you know, numbers and also letters and spelling as well, because parents wanted it, but she did it in a way that would work for children, you know, and it's absolutely amazing.
And it would pull out the best in them.
Absolutely. When you look at the golden beads, it's absolutely amazing, our number system. It's incredible. And you can add and subtract in the thousands, only counting from 1 to 10. It's incredible.
Using their methodology.
Yes. And also, practical life is genius, because not only are they learning a practical skill and enjoying it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, many of us think, oh, I've got to wash up. Whereas they love washing up. You they'll grow up with joy for it, you know.
Yes.
And that they're learning a practical skill, but they're learning hand and eye coordination, focus, concentration. So they're getting lots of other indirect learnings from these things. And she also has a sensorial area, because obviously everything that our mind knows is first in the senses.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, to refine the senses, that's the word, refine the senses, it opens up the channel to receive more information.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always good.
Yeah, that sounds so fascinating. You know what, I would love if you would come back another day and discuss, let's talk about the Montessori, because it's available all over the world, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. It's a brilliant method, and it's pedagogical because she observed everything. She didn't theorize about it.
Yes, fantastic. Anyway, we've got to wrap up because of the time. It has been an absolute pleasure having you in the lounge today, Paula Elizabeth.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, Valerie.
I'm sure our listeners have been blown away. And you know what? It's always good to hear something described in a different way. And sometimes that's just all that you need for that penny to drop. So thank you so much today for sharing. Yeah.
Also, just to leave with some intrigue, one of the things I wrote as a possible path of discussion was being spiritual doesn't mean giving up all the good, in inverted commas, in life. And I've got an interesting take on that.
Yeah.
Especially with the purpose of beauty. I kind of came up with that kind of myself over the years. So if your listeners are intrigued, we can discuss that next time.
Let's do a part two.
Fantastic.
Paula, it's been fantastic having you on the show. Thank you.
And it's been fantastic being here. Thank you so much, Valerie.
Yes. And listeners, thank you once again. And as I always end, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bless you and have a wonderful day.
Likewise. Thank you.
100% black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway. The hottest
independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.